Welcome to Endorphasmic, where we talk about all things endorphasm. I am your hostess, Erica Porter. Have you thought of starting your own business or maybe growing the business that you have as an entrepreneur? I think that the road has been paved by a lot of brilliant people before me and before them even. I think that setting the tone from the top is really critical for any organization, especially a small startup type of company. A code of conduct serves as both an internal guideline and an external declaration of your organization's values and commitments. And a well-crafted code clarifies mission, your values, and principles, and linking them to standards of professional conduct. And you don't have to be some big corporate conglomerate in order to adhere to that and to really kind of set these guidelines to operate from. And it should articulate values your company wishes to foster in its employees and even more so its leaders in defining the desired behavior. And these standards become the benchmarks for measuring individual and organizational performance. And in order to build a sustainable culture, it is essential to set clear expectations for the behavior of all your employees, your executives, yourself, and you cannot leave the code of conduct of your employees, regardless of their role, to chance. A code of conduct outlines behavioral expectations in clear terms, emphasizing what is expected of them rather than merely what is discouraged. I think that managing to these expectations is absolutely crucial. And I want to talk about managing to what is expected or emphasizing what is expected rather than merely what is discouraged. And even in my own conversation when I'm coaching a class is the difference between saying don't quit and using the words keep going. I think that in emphasizing what you want an individual to do rather than what you don't want them to do kind of changes the dynamic a little bit. So I feel that employees will look to you and your leadership team to define the values and beliefs that represent your organization's philosophy, culture, and mission. And your reputation hinges on the decisions made by everyone within the organization. Leadership profoundly influences the code of conduct and by extension, the organizational culture. So it's imperative that leaders model these standards every single day. The code of conduct provides a framework for accountability, incorporating both rewards and corrective measures to ensure adherence to all of it. And so I think more than a business plan, or maybe that is the business plan in many cases. Interestingly enough, when I opened up Endorphasm, I didn't particularly have a business plan because much of it was going to kind of be developed by the nature of the environment and the people that were going to end up gravitating towards what it was that Endorphasm had to offer. But I think the important thing is creating a culture that really is undeniable, that speaks to what the Endorphasm brand is and speaks to the expectations of all of those that walk through the doors or that, wear what they feel and wear our brand or Endorphasm doesn't just reside inside of the walls at 2510 Wayside Drive. Endorphasm, as I've said it before, transcends all physical pursuits. It is everywhere. It is a feeling. So it doesn't matter where you are. And so it's important that the representation of what the brand is, that we build that culture within the four walls of Endorphasm, and that then that culture and that code of conduct leads out into the universe. And so that what we have to offer resonates with not just the hundreds of people that come into Endorphasm, but the millions of people that understand the power of the feeling of the power. So if you are starting a company, I applaud you and may you love what you're doing. But please, please, a code of conduct, it serves as that internal guideline and certainly that external declaration of what your organization's values and commitments are. With that, love, health, and happiness, and always much respect.